Chapter 6. Dreadful News. Elizabeth wrote about my family's concern for my health and their joy that I was, at last, getting better. They were waiting eagerly for me to go home and see them. My father was well. My brother Ernest was waiting to go into the army. Justine, a young girl from the village, had come to help at the house, and William, my youngest brother, had grown in my absence into a fine little boy, tall for his age. I immediately wrote back, though the effort tired me very much. 2 weeks later, I was finally strong enough to leave my room. I introduced Clerval to all the university people I knew and helped him to begin his studies. I was supposed to return to Geneva at the end of autumn, but my departure was delayed. Then it became impossible to travel because of the snow, so my journey to Geneva was put off until the following spring. I was very disappointed at having to wait so long to see my family. When spring finally arrived, I was very excited at the thought of going home. A letter arrived from my father. I opened it quickly, happy to have news from home. But when I had finished reading the letter, I threw it down on the table, covered my face with my hands, and burst into tears. "Frankenstein!" exclaimed Henry. "What has happened to make you so unhappy?" I gave him the letter to read. My father had told me some terrible news to prepare me for a very sad homecoming. My little brother, William, had been murdered. My father, brothers, and Elizabeth had gone for a walk. It was getting dark when they started to think of returning home, but they could not find Ernest and William, who had run ahead. Ernest eventually returned and told them that they had been playing hide-and-seek and that William had gone off to hide. Ernest had tried to find him but could not. He waited a long time for William to return, but he did not come back. My father, Ernest, and Elizabeth spent the whole night looking for him. At 5 o'clock in the morning, they found William lying dead in some grass. The murderer's fingerprints were on his neck. He had been wearing a gold chain with a picture of his mother, and it had disappeared. My father begged me to come home as quickly as possible, to be with them and comfort them all. Clerval came with me to order the horses, and I was soon on my way. When I got to Geneva, it was completely dark, and the gates of the town were already closed, so I had to pass the night in a nearby village. I could not sleep, and so decided to go and find the place where William had been murdered. While I was walking, a storm began, and in a sudden flash of lightning, I saw a figure standing beside some trees close by. It was a huge, ugly figure. I recognized him immediately. It was the monster. The horrible truth dawned on me at once. The monster, which I created, had murdered my brother. I began to tremble so violently that I had to lean against a tree for support. The figure passed me quickly and vanished in the darkness. It was 5 o'clock in the morning when I entered my father's house, 6 years after leaving for Ingolstadt. I told the servants not to disturb the family and went into the library to wait for them to wake up. My brother Ernest was the first to appear, and tears began to pour down his face when he saw me. I tried to calm him and asked how my father and Elizabeth were. "Elizabeth blames herself for William's death," he told me, "and she is suffering terribly. But since the murderer has been discovered..." "What?" I exclaimed. "That is impossible. I saw him. He was free last night." "I do not know what you mean," replied Ernest. "But now that we know who the murderer is, we are suffering even more. No one believed it at first, and even now Elizabeth refuses to believe that it is true, despite the evidence. Who would have thought that our sweet, loving Justine could commit such a terrible crime?" I could not believe my ears. Justine Moritz, a murderer? But my brother told me about the evidence against her. On the morning that my brother's murder was discovered, Justine had fallen ill and had to stay in bed for several days. During this time, one of the servants examined the clothes Justine had been wearing on the night of the murder and found the gold chain and picture that William had been wearing in her pocket. The servant immediately went to the police, and Justine was arrested. Just as Ernest finished, my father came into the room. He looked ill and unhappy, but tried to give me a warm welcome. I told him I was sure that Justine could not have done such a terrible thing. I could see that he also did not believe that Justine was guilty of murder. "The trial is today," he said. "Let us hope that she will be set free." Elizabeth entered the room. She was even more beautiful now, but her face was covered in sadness. She welcomed me with great affection. "My dear cousin," she said, "your arrival fills me with hope. Perhaps you will find some way of proving that Justine is innocent. I cannot bear to think that she is guilty." "Do not worry, my dear Elizabeth," I said. "It will be proved that she is innocent. There is nothing to fear."